Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Things are crashing, but that's good because something better is going to take its place, ultimately. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And bless this Bible study, Lord. Make everybody understand what's going on here, how close we are. And thank you so much, Father. Amen. All right, saints, we're going to continue with Preserved from the Beast, number 13. And this first revelation we're going to share is one that God put in the stars. Yep. Gordon Bornman sent me this note on October 7th. Revelation 12 sign is in the sky. Yes, it is. And he said on October the 7th, the Revelation 12 sign appears in the sky again. Normally this happens every 2 to 3 years, but this year has a perfect alignment with the feet of Virgo while the sun is in the midpoint of Virgo's dress. Years ago, I had found the crown of 12 stars above Virgo's head by distant stars. Stars are from Leo, and six stars are from Leo, and six are in Virgo. They don't move, so they are also there now, but not visible to the naked eye. One can see them by using software like Stellarium and zooming in to the region between the head of Virgo and Leo's tail. And the picture will be here for you to look at on the text, right? And then also there is a picture revelation of the crown of 12 stars and what it looks like. In Revelation 12, 1 and 2, it says, "And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she was with child. And she crieth out, travailing in birth, and in pain to be delivered." In this sign, there are three components of alignment described. Number one, the woman is arrayed with the sun or clothed with the sun. And number two, the moon is under her feet. Number three, the crown of 12 stars upon her head. Here we see the three elements. On October the 7th, late U.S. time zones, the moon is directly under the line formed by Virgo's feet. At the same time, the sun is exactly in the middle of Virgo's dress, shining light equally up top and bottom. The crown of 12 stars is always there above Virgo's head. Of course, it is Virgo and the Virgin to remind us of who is being birthed. It is a spiritual birth through the latter rain for Jesus to manifest himself fully in a select group of saints all over the world. We call them the man-child ministry. And this sign is occurring when many other prophecies are describing the soon beginning of the tribulation period, the fall of the latter rain, which brings about the man-child ministry, the white horse rider who goes forth conquering the flesh of the saints. This is a very good thing, helping people to make their flesh fully a servant of God only. Well, also, my note here, there is a dragon near this constellation, which is spoken of in our Revelation 12 text, waiting to devour the man-child, but of course it fails because he is caught up to the throne of God's authority. The faction as part of the dragon, we're talking about the church and state faction, is part of the dragon and has been attempting to devour the pre-anointed man-child, but of course they will fail. Revelation 12, 3 through 9. And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 7 diadems. And his tail draweth the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And Isaiah said, by the way, the prophet that speaketh lies is the tail. And this is the lies that the faction in the church and state speak to destroy the lives of many. Continuing, and the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered, he may devour her child. And she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with the rod of iron. You hear that? And her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. This throne manifestation is receiving spiritual authority over the dragon and the church, by the way. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they may nourish her 1,260 days, 3.5 years, the first 3.5 years. The man-child body will nourish the woman church with the word of God. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. This casting down, we're beginning to see, because the dragon body is the whole unregenerate world. And his authority, his satanic authority over the deep state is being broken. And he is being cast down. The dragon beast, the deep state Babylon's god called Bel, is Satan, and is defeated in the lives of the man-child and the woman at this point in this prophecy. So now we're going to go from that to other revelations concerning the dragon beast. Satan in the dragon beast is maturing to lead many astray. And, of course, his time is short. Adriana Santoro sent this, and Jude, she got this in June 20 and 21. I dreamed my partner Adam and I were in a random, dark, haunted-looking wooden house. Well, this haunted house represents the church in its apostate state. And I believe that Adam here is being used as a type of Jesus, the last Adam, who is coming in his man-child ministers to lead his bride, represented by Adriana, whose name is derived from the Latin word Adrianus and means sea or water. Now, those are used, by the way, of corporate bodies of people. Adriana is representing the corporate body of the bride of Christ, who are the first fruits harvest taken out of all the nations, tribes, and tongues, which Revelation calls the waters, right? And as we will see, the man-child is returning to clean the leavening demons out, represented by the haunted house, during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Yeah. It was nighttime, and there were old antique paintings all around with gold trim antique frames. Well, it is dark because the tribulation is soon to begin. The antique gold-trimmed paintings represent all the idols and idolatry that the apostate churches have leavened the kingdom of God, which is his house, and his people with. She goes on, there were many people in this haunted house, but we did not know any of them. Well, the man-child and bride are sanctified and have spiritually come out from among those who dwell in Babylonish world systems. We are strangers and sojourners in a foreign land, like our spiritual forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It seems as though we were completely unaffected by them, as though they knew we were there, but they did not communicate with Adam and I at all. Yes, the haunted house doesn't have much to do with the bride and the man-child and the last Adam, Jesus Christ. We are cast out as evil for Christ's namesake. Luke 6 and 22 says, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. You're blessed. You're blessed. If you're accepted by them, there's something wrong. And she went on to say, they were simply and quietly speaking to each other. It was quite eerie. Well, the apostate Christians love to gauge their spiritual successes by men's standards and not God's standards, so they have fallen into much error. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12 says, for we are not bold to number or compare ourselves with certain of them that commend themselves. But they themselves, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves with themselves, are without understanding. Amen. There's only one standard. It's the Word of God. And if you don't measure up to the Word of God in the New Testament, you're definitely not the church, which is the called out ones. Well, nothing happened until I noticed a half goat, half human baby on the large wooden coffee table. This baby grew into a human-sized man, and once he had become full grown, he led the pack of people outside, and they were chanting. So let me say, who is the head of the false church? Satan. The goat man, historically, is Satan, who leads the people of the world and the worldly church to destruction. They're chanting witchcraft, but don't recognize that they're being deceived. Chanting calls up spirits of religion. Satan, inside the body of the dragon beast, which is made up of a corporate body of people, will lead many lukewarm Christians out of God's true house or church, in order to cleanse and sanctify a body for himself. Deception is for the purpose of cleansing the church. The wicked will receive it, and the righteous will not. So there is a separation of the wheat and the tares. And these are those who never belonged to him in the first place, and already had the spiritual mark of the beast in their minds and in their works. They'll eventually take the literal mark that's described in Revelation 13 and 16. And he causeth all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor and the free and the bond, that there be given them a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead. Yes, indeed. And that is, of course, a parable, and the parable points out a literal thing, but there's a spiritual thing behind it. There are many walking after the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. Okay, and that's the people who, of course, will take the literal mark. Adam and I did not follow, but went up to the kitchen. And that's, of course, where the spiritual food is prepared to bring many more into God's true house. We went to the window to see what they were doing out in this large field, where the goat man had led them. Well, according to Jesus, in the parable of the sower, the field is the world. The world. And the world and the worldly church have a lot in common. There was a wooden picket fence that divided the home and the field. Well, this represents the separation that is required to stay in the true house of God. He's going to spew the lukewarm fence sitters out of the mouth of his body. Revelation 3:15-17 says this. I know thy works. There you go, the hand, right? The works. That thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would that thou wert cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and have gotten riches and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched one and miserable and poor and blind and naked. This is true of a lot of what's being called the church. They stood in a circle and continued chanting, and I realized what was happening. These so-called Christians are apostate, and they serve another Jesus represented by the rebellious goat man. They pray witchcraft prayers against the righteous because they have no love in their hearts. Their master teaches them self-will and rebellion against the word of God. And she went on to say, I grabbed Adam's hand and said, start praying, and began praying loudly the Our Father prayer. Well, we know Our Father is the example prayer that Jesus gave his disciples, and it represents to us today, who are also Jesus' disciples, intercession and praying in the Spirit without ceasing so that we can have victory over our enemies and that the witchcraft that they send against us will be foiled. All right? Of course, she says, the people following the goat man noticed this and began attacking the home that we were in that they had just left. And I woke up before I could see what else was happening. So there's a great falling away identified there, right? And Satan will lead his religious followers against the people of God, but God will destroy them in the tribulation and the flood that follows. The factious people in the church always turn and attack the true house of God. They are the Judases. And those who live in the sanctified life that they were once a part of, but have now been reprobated because of their rebellion and self-will. Amen. So, we're coming to, of course, a place where the beast is obviously attempting to attack the man-child and the bride, and failing, and goes after the woman, which is the church, and will fail in the elect who are in the church. There will be a falling away, of course, to cleanse the church, and so on. So, Adriana Santoro had this one, this revelation too. It's the we called it the Hunger Games Depopulation Agenda, number one. She said, I dreamed vividly of a really big hotel, and there was a party going on there. And I believe this hotel represents the world and the giant economic stimulus party that has been creating massive debt bubbles and money printing and on and on and on. She said, I remember watching as if I wasn't actually there. In other words, in the spirit. Like some sort of documentary cameraman facing people and seeing their experiences. I remember the Hunger Games Council from the movie Hunger Games. It was not actually there or physically present either, but they too were watching the party in this really big hotel. Interesting how God uses things of the world to point out to us what's going on out there. And according to Wikipedia, the Hunger Games takes place in an unspecified future time in a dystopian post-apocalyptic nation of Pan M, located in North America, and whose ruthless leader is named President Snow. Sandy and Eve both had dreams about the evil pestilent snow. Evil pestilent snow. Very interesting. I put a link here. That would fall upon people as a plague that killed many, but would not harm those in the bride. Yes. Okay. The country, Pan M, consists of a wealthy capital city located in the Rocky Mountains, surrounded by 12, originally 13, poorer districts ruled by the capital. The capital is lavishly rich and technologically advanced, representing the deep state and their puppet minions. But the districts are in varying states of poverty. The trilogy's narrator and protagonist, Katniss Everdeen, lives in District 12, the poorest region of Pan M, located in Appalachia, where people regularly die of starvation. As punishment for a past rebellion against the capital, called the Dark Days, in which District 13 was destroyed, one boy and one girl from each of the 12 remaining districts between the ages of 12 and 18 are selected by lottery to compete in an annual pageant called the Hunger Games. The games are a televised event in which the participants, called tributes, were forced to fight to the death in a dangerous public arena. The winning tribute and his or her home district are then rewarded with food, supplies, and riches. The purposes of the Hunger Games are to provide entertainment for the capital and to remind the districts of the capital's power and its lack of remorse or forgiveness for the failed rebellion of the current competitor's ancestors. Yes. Okay, so the deep state is obviously pointed out here in their lack of care for humanity. They're sacrificing people for their own greedy purposes. So we go back to Adriana's dreams. People were drinking and doing drugs at this party and coming up talking about their experiences to me, one at a time, like I was some sort of cameraman filming a reality documentary. Many people approach us because they sense Christ in us and are looking for someone to bounce things off of and find answers for their lives and their existence. The Spirit gives us wisdom to plant seeds into their lives. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Amen. There were many rooms in the penthouse apartment of this huge hotel, as they were all on the highest level. The hotel was facing the ocean. Penthouse was the name of a pornographic magazine, and this represents partaking of the lusts of the flesh and the pride of life, of which, of course, the factions in the church and the deep state are just full of, right? 1 John 2:15-17 says this, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lusts thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Amen. So the council, who I never saw, but felt deeply that they had the Hunger Games vibe to them, had attacked the hotel, and the entire building shifted so that it tilted to the left. Oh, well, yes, we can see that's happened for last several presidents, actually, except for the one we have now, which is Trump, by the way, not Biden. These deep state elites have perpetuated many attacks recently against the world through the stolen 2020 election and their puppet president, Joe Biden, in order to pass leftist communist laws that have shifted the U.S. far left. As goes the United States, so goes the rest of the world, for now, anyway. They are also creating an engineered food and supply chain shortage, as well as energy shortages. And, of course, this is all to control people. But it's going to backfire on them, this we know, for the short time anyway. And, well, you'll watch things going down from this moment on. Because this is the 10 days of darkness, okay? Half of the people in the hotel began screaming and trying to escape, and the other half just continued partying as if nothing had happened. Well, there's people who are awakened, and there's those that are not, right? And this represents that God will be able to get the attention of his elect, who are trapped in deep state Babylon's deception, by allowing these terrible judgments to come upon the world. And it's going to wake up many out of their delusions and cause them to come out from among Babylon. By the way, the man-child ministry that is coming is going to do signs and wonders and miracles, and people are going to be impressed, and they're going to listen to the word out of the mouths of these people. And multitudes are going to come out from among them. I'm talking about the apostate church. That's history repeating. And she said, "The last thing I remember is that people were trying to escape by jumping into the ocean, but they had somehow managed to get down to the bottom floor." Well, these individuals will have to be humbled through tribulation so that they will leave Babylon. Isaiah 66:15-21 says, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and his chariots shall be like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fierceness, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will the Lord execute judgment, and by his sword upon all flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. And they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go unto the gardens, behind one in the midst, eating swine's flesh," partaking of unclean people, right? "And the abomination and the mouse, they shall come to an end together, saith the Lord." Those people who partake of unclean people, rather than the sanctified and righteous leadership God is sending, right? They're headed for a great falling away, as happened with the Jews when Jesus came. Verse 18, "For I know their works and their thoughts, the time cometh that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send such as escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations. Oh, yes, there's a great revival coming. And they shall bring all your brethren out of all the nations for an oblation unto the Lord upon horses and chariots and litters and upon mules and upon dromedaries to my holy mountain Jerusalem, which is the capital city and the bride of the people of God today. No, not natural Jerusalem over there. It's in apostasy like all of its people. Okay. Saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring their oblation in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, and of them also will I take for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. I only remember one woman quite literally trying to do a backflip into the ocean from a large rock, but had missed the water and landed on the rock. We have to fall on the rock, right? Onto her back, and then sliding into the water without hurting herself. It was so bizarre. So these people were escaping the worldly Babylonish ways by running for the deep waters, which represent the Word and its ability to cause death to our flesh nature. The rock is Christ. Matthew 21:44, and he that falleth on this stone shall be broken to pieces, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as dust. And we must be broken to pieces, right? Amen. There was another ship there that I think they were trying to get to, but they didn't make it. And then I woke up. Well, many will not make it into the ark of safety when the flood waters of the tribulation come upon and up over their heads, right? They will be saved, but only through fire. 1 Corinthians 3:10-15, according to the grace of God, which was given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And many of the so-called churches out there don't even have the foundation correct, you know, or they would be growing very fast. But if any buildeth on the foundation gold and silver and costly stones, wood, hay, and stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire. So everybody is into this foundation of gold and silver and costly stones, which is good, and the wood, hay, and stubble, which does not hold up in the fire, right? The value in the kingdom is different from value in the world, right? And the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide, which he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. Okay, Hunger Games depopulation agenda number 2. Adriana Santoro on 9/25/21. I dreamed that I was trying to supply evidence to what looked like a council of people as to why I did not want to take the vaccine. These characters of the council reminded me of the council in The Hunger Games, who were the wealthiest of the wealthy that put their citizens in life-threatening games for entertainment and to call the city of the people in each district once a year. Yes, that's what they're into, depopulation. This council was not in a courtroom, just a random room. I don't know where it was in the dream. Well, we know that many have tried to get religious exemptions to the vaccine in reality, but most are being denied, and people are being forced to choose to keep their job and material possessions in Babylon or lose everything. Yeah. Before I went in, a lady had wished me luck and said I would be fine. She said, just to provide the evidence and act extremely remorseful. Okay. I walked into the room with my paperwork. I had attached a copy of the database of adverse event notifications from the Australian Government Department of Health, Therapeutic Goods Administration, which shows over 60,000 adverse reactions and over 500 deaths. Well, that's a lowballing of completely. Australia-wide from the vaccination to date. I had also attached a copy of all the supporting evidence that showed the actual symptoms I would get from taking this vaccine. Well, so representing our religious exemption, the Word of God, which is our paperwork that exempts us from the curses of this world if we cling to it and our promises. But if we rebel against His Word, then we bring curses upon ourselves represented by the symptoms. And we know that some people are still choosing, to not take the vaccines, which, by the way, has a very small mark of the beast in there. It seems to be leading up to the real mark of the beast, but anyway. So people's doing this in order to keep their jobs and their lives, and actually people who forsake that and put their trust in God will be blessed. When I walked in, there were two women and a man, and the woman who wished me luck stood behind me. The man to the left of the table asked me to take a seat, and there was a lamp where he could assess my paperwork. And I remember also bringing a friend in, but I don't actually know who they were. I believe that this friend could represent Jesus. When we are first starting out with Him, we don't know Him until we begin to study His Word, and then we understand His nature and His character, and as we grow in relationship with Him. Amen? The man had a look at my papers, and he said, I'm going to reprint your paperwork. He printed copies as if he had already known what I had, except it did not have the same information anymore, and he printed less than what I had initially brought in, and he was trying to hide information. Well, of course. And that's what they've been doing. So this represents the dishonesty of the deep state and their puppets who are in positions of power. They're looking for every way possible to take away people's rights. And this began in earnest with the election fraud of 2020 when they reprinted ballots and stuffed ballot boxes, and the total of votes for Trump came out to be much less in that election. And that's all being overthrown as we speak. I made my plea to this council and was extremely apologetic, trying to avoid getting in trouble. Well, we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, right? In the end, they said it was fine to not receive the vaccine as long as I wore this bracelet watch. The man said, it won't do anything until it's activated. The man tried to force it onto my wrist and said it would be activated in a few hours. Well, this probably represents the subtlety that the deep state started out with, acting as though the vaccines would be voluntary. But now they are strong-arming everyone to get it through their vaccine mandates. And we only have a short period of time before becoming the activating booster shots are rolled out. Yeah, they're ready to do this. And the mass die-offs begin. But they are being caught right and left, and prosecutions will come against them. And yes, there will be people to die. I mean, this is a geometric progression as this stuff is in their blood. For a certain period of time, the chances go up, you know, of their death. And so, and of course, it's not going to be what it could be because people are putting a stop to it. When I had a look at it, it was chunky. That is this watch, right? Thick, black, and kind of plastic. You could not see from the outside, but I had a vision that it had a spike that stabbed into your wrist, like spike protein, right? Stabbed into your wrist once they activated it, and a green light on this watch bracelet would turn on to show that it had been activated and you would be tracked. Yes. And of course, you're able to be tracked by the vaccine itself, what it puts in your bloodstream. We're not getting into that today, but anyway, the spike represents not only the needle of the injection, but the spike protein that attaches itself to every cell in your body and teaches your body to make more and more spike proteins. The green light represents the green passes that are the vaccine passports allowing the vaccinated to participate in society. And the activation reminds me of the fact that this injection is actually a binary bioweapon. And the second dose, as well as the boosters, activate this bioweapon to cause an ADE, or antibody-dependent enhancement, where the body turns on itself and begins attacking its own tissues until the victim is dead. They will also eventually be able to track you through these vaccines remotely. Yes. Okay. If you see, they're trying to push the mark of the beast before time, and God's not going to permit it. But just so far, he said he was going to use these vaccines or this plague to take out people he decides it's time to take out. And he's doing it. And we told you that probably, 4.5 years ago? I walked out of the room as relaxed and calm as I could, and I threw the bracelet watch off right away, hoping that the man on the council would not have tried to activate it within the few moments that I had to get out of there. And I ran to my car, which was a multi-level parking garage, in a multi-level parking garage. So, while staying in our continual Sabbath rest, ceasing from our own works through faith in the promises of the Word, is going to bring us safety and protection during these times. He's going to make an escape for the righteous. Amen? And if you have to quit your job to not take it, the vaccine, of course you should do it. God will take care of you. Just pray and ask Him. In this dream, prior to me visiting the council, I remember speaking to a friend over the phone who was declining the vaccine and lived in the Northern Beaches suburb. She's not really of God, but she was using the New Age to fight off this vaccination, stating that she had to look out for the people of her area. Well, in real life, she's just a person that isn't really about the supernatural at all. But in the dream, I sensed more of a hippie vibe, a self-manifestation, and a praying to a source. Yes, you know their lingo. I do not remember how I contacted her. It was as if I could see her and a group of people in front of me, and I could see the beaches area where she lives, but she wasn't really there. Well, this represents the New Age aspect of the Nasara Jisara, who are also fighting the deep state agenda and trying to usher in their world peace agenda and their New Age religion of all humanity ascending to a higher level of consciousness once their evil satanic elites are defeated. Of course, they're thinking they're headed towards 1,000 years of peace, which is ridiculous. They don't believe the book of Revelation. We're headed toward the tribulation. Okay? We must now repent. And like Esther, turn this Haman to his Red Sea and raise up the man, child, and bride by faith to defend the people who repent. Let us cast down the delays by the deep state and push them to the Red Sea so that the people can have revival on the other side and begin the wilderness tribulation. It's a test. It's to separate the wheat from the tares, and it's from God. That's right. It's from God. And let me say that the deep state is doing everything they can to stop this, but they're running out of bullets. And that's because they're trying to get ahead of God. They're running out of bullets. Right now, they're beginning to bring down the technical elite. Fake book is crumbling as we speak. And behind it, the others will be falling. They're bringing down the old internet, and they're raising up the new internet that's going to run off of the new satellite system. And, of course, in the beginnings of this, as I've told you, it will be good for the people of God because Cyrus is going to help rebuild the kingdom of God, which the deep state and its minions and the apostate factious have done everything they can to destroy the church and to bring it down. And to destroy anything that would give wisdom to people to stand up and walk in the steps of Jesus. So they're doing everything to delay. Let me say, what you need to be doing, saints, is to pray against everything the deep state is doing to delay this destruction of their kingdom. As we saw, Satan lost that battle. He was cast down. Satanists are at the head of the deep state and in most of the big organizations around the world they've been at the head of. But let me say that the Alliance of Nations is gathering their militaries together to go out, and yeah, it looks like it's going to be a war, but no, it's not going to end up being that. It's going to be a war against the deep state. They're going to clean or drain the swamp. And that's because they're acting too early. Their success is going to start about the middle of the tribulation period when the communists once again take over and persecute the saints. But by this time, the saints will be raised up by the man-child ministry to know what they're doing and to know their enemy and to know their God and to be faithful and not to take any marks of the beast. There are so many people out there that are taking the jab because they don't believe God. It's just pure and simple. They don't believe what God has to say about their immunization that he has given them. Our book on the front page of our site will teach you about God's immunization. That's right. He has already given it. It's in the Word. All you have to do is believe it. There are no bad side effects. Amen? No bad side effects. So, you know, go there and read that book if you haven't already. And pray the good prayers of faith. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Pray the good prayers of faith against the deep state, their satanic leaders, bring them down. We're headed, as we've told you, to a spiritual Red Sea so that the people can have revival on the other side and begin the wilderness tribulation. It is a trial. It will separate the wheat from the tares, and the wheat, of course, the Lord will bring into his barns, right? And the tares he will burn up with unquenchable fire in what's known as the great and terrible day of the Lord. That's a year, by the way, Isaiah 34 and 8, that follows the 7 years of the tribulation. There's actually 8 years. And the eighth year is the great and terrible day of the Lord. And the 7 years is the test for God's people. Amen? It's a test to prove who are God's people, and it's a test that will bring maturity to God's people, because they're going to have to learn to fight with the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness rather than with the flesh and blood. And come out from among them and be separate. If they don't have the signs that Jesus gave concerning who is the church, you should come out from among them. These signs will accompany them that believe in my name. And then he gave this list of supernatural acts, which everybody's saying passed away with the apostles. Oh, no. It passed away for them because that's what they believe, but it hadn't passed away. Then we're commanded not to add to or take from the words of the book under penalty of a curse. Read the last 4 verses of the book, and you will know that these people are liars. They changed. They added to. They took from. These people are liars, and they're destroying people for lack of understanding. So come out from among them. Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father. Greater works than these. That's then what he did. We're going to see Jesus coming again manifested in a body of the Son of David, spiritually speaking, to a corporate body that's going to teach God's people worldwide and prepare them to face the beast and the harlot. Just exactly what the bride and the man-child have already faced to purify their own lives. The beast and the harlot. Everybody's got to face the beast and the harlot. And no, you will not fly over the wilderness. The wilderness is called the tribulation in Revelation 12 and Revelation 17. You don't fly away. You don't skip the wilderness tribulation. So we've been lied to about that too. And many people aren't getting prepared for what they're about to face. And that is the beast and the harlot. And it's going to separate people. Many people in fear of their lives because they have no faith in God to feed them, to clothe them, to house them, to all these things. They're going to stick with the status quo. And yes, the communists are being taken down right now because they're too early. But they will rise up again, and they will fight against the saints, and they will use the same things that's being built right now to do it. Okay? One beast is conquering another right now. The Medo-Persian Empire is conquering the Babylonian Empire. And who was the head of the Medo-Persian Empire? Cyrus, who is Trump. So we're going to begin with this thing as a positive, and we're going to separate from it when the time comes. Amen? All right. Well, God bless you, saints. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you, saints. We'll do this again sometime.